the rest of the story. It was black as midnight outside, but the dawn was drawing near, and man could almost feel the sun lurking beneath the horizon. For timeless moments, he sat there staring through the barred windows into the nothingness beyond until slowly the grain field at the threshold of the asylum began to glow, and in that earliest light of day, the specters of a wrecked life loomed before the man, memories recent and distant, fears real and imagined. Who might have questioned his mental health that day in May when he had admitted himself to Saint-Rémy? Who could have guessed that only weeks before he had tried to kill his best friend? During his long lucid periods, he seemed so, well, normal. But then out of nowhere, fits of terrible, uncontrollable rage would seize him, and horrific hallucinations would haunt him. He was out of it during those times, utterly unaware of his actions. And then days, even weeks of exhaustion would follow, during which witnesses would describe to him the awful things that he had done. Increasingly, he was afraid to be alone, afraid of the inevitable next attack and what it might bring. So he and his private physician agreed, if this dreadful mental illness were ever to be cured, he must enter an asylum as soon as possible. At first it seemed the asylum, Saint-Rémy, was an almost pleasant place. The main building had actually been a monastery once upon a time. The garden grounds were colorful and fragrant. There were beautiful hills and fields visible from the higher windows. Also, the new patient was eager to cooperate with the doctors. Somehow he must discover the cause of his illness. He must learn to control it, perhaps even recover completely, maybe live happily ever after. In his early weeks in Saint-Rémy, he would feel most hopeful watching the sun rise over the fields of young wheat. Even through the bars, life beckoned him. Then came that ugly day in July, the worst attack yet. He screamed so long and so loudly that his throat was bruised from the inside. It would be days before he'd be able to swallow anything, weeks before the nightmares would pass. At last he realized that he would never be cured there or anywhere. And he came to hate Saint-Rémy. For a long time, the diagnosis stood at schizophrenia. More recently, we believe, a rare physiological disorder of the temporal lobe was the source of the torment. Anyway, the speculation would matter little to him. Within a year of entering Saint-Rémy, he had killed himself. And yet I can see him as though it were yesterday, poised breathless at the barred window of an asylum room, waiting for the glorious dawn. One eve in April of 1985, at Sotheby's auction house in New York, a painting sold for $9.9 million, the highest price ever paid for any impressionist painting, $9.9 million. It's a painting of a wheat field landscape at sunrise, recreated as the artist saw it in 1889 from his window in an asylum for the insane. In that masterwork, the bars are gone. Only the glorious scene itself lingers on. Free at last. Vincent van Gogh. And now you know the rest of the story.